This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Beginning December 1st, Google will delete inactive accounts and all of their contents, including photos, calendar entries, emails, contacts, and Google Drive documents. Google will begin by eliminating accounts that users created and then never revisited. The system-wide purge is intended to protect users from security threats like spam, phishing scams, and account hijacking. Google is purging inactive accounts from its system because it says they are more likely to be compromised. Unattended accounts often rely on old or reused passwords, receive fewer security checks by users, and are 10 times more likely not to have two-factor authentication set up. When an account is compromised, it can be used for anything from identity theft to unwanted or even malicious content like spam, the company said. The new policy applies only to personal Google accounts and will not affect school or business-managed accounts. Google will not remove accounts that have uploaded YouTube videos or have active subscriptions to apps or to news services. To keep a Google account active, users can sign into their accounts and use one of the company's tools, such as Gmail, Google Drive, Google Photos, and Google Play. For the first time in three decades, the price that Montana charges public school teachers and other educational professionals for state-issued licenses will increase. And despite more than a year of debate among state officials over those fees, the change, approved by the Board of Public Education last week, has elicited a mixture of surprise and frustration for many in Montana's K-12 education system. On November 17th, the Board of Public Education formally adopted a fee schedule that more than triples the amount that teachers pay for new licenses or license renewals. The fee has been $6 a year since 1991. Now the cost of a standard teaching license will rise to $70 for 5 years, plus a $25 technical fee. The increase is even greater for school administrators, psychologists, and counselors, who will pay a base fee of $85. The new amounts may not seem like much, but for teachers, the increase adds to the growing list of pressures on a profession already contending with low pay, a high cost of living, and the ever-growing demand to provide more support and services for students. Melissa Boys, a social studies teacher and union rep at Missoula's Big Sky High School, said, "It feels like death by a thousand cuts. It's not that I can't possibly come up with what is going to end up being approximately $75 extra, but this is just another blow." Montana's the lowest average starting salary in the country, so it's less about the actual dollars than the way it was done, and the attitude that you can just kind of squeeze teachers indefinitely and we'll do it for the kids. Montana's new teacher licensing fees have a complex and politically charged backstory, one that partly began with the Office of Public Instruction's establishment of a new online licensing system. Last fall, the agency requested that lawmakers redirect the revenue from licensing fees to the Office of Public Instruction in order to fund ongoing maintenance of its new Teach Montana system, which went online in June 2022. OPI paid for the system's development using federal COVID-19 relief funds, but informed legislators ahead of the 2023 legislative session that those funds expire in 2024, meaning that it needed to find a new source to cover roughly $200,000 in annual system maintenance. Now the agency wants to pay for its online licensing system on the backs of teachers. Montana Federation of Public Employees President Amanda Curtis, whose organization represents the bulk of public school employees in the state, called the fee increase disappointing and tone-deaf. Unlike other professions, Curtis argued, teaching is enshrined in the Montana Constitution as part of its guarantee of a free, quality education. That's a guarantee that Curtis said should put the cost of teacher licensing squarely on the state. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.